Well, are we ready to hear a paradox? Okay, here it goes. Charismatic communication for introverts. Now, if you're thinking, wait, isn't charisma the domain of extroverts? Well, then you're in for a delightful little surprise, because guess what? Introverts can be incredibly charismatic. In fact, I know several. And so today we're going to unlock that secret altogether. So whether you're an introvert yourself or you're just someone looking to refine your communication skills, well then stick around for this video because this is gonna be insightful. I'm excited, let's get into it. So let's strip away the mystery of charisma. It's frequently perceived as this enigmatic force, right? This kind of social magnetism that we can't see, but we just feel. Yet true charisma is rooted in something far more simple and profound: the power of authentic connection. It's about cultivating a presence that's attentive and genuinely tuned in to those that you're engaged with. I'll tell you what charisma is not. Charisma is not about volume or commanding the spotlight. It's about the quiet strength of authenticity. It's not the decibels of your voice, but the depth of your resonance that leaves a lasting impression. So if you've ever thought that charisma was the loudest person in the room, guess again. True charisma is like a dance of genuine interaction, right? It's less about enchanting an audience and more about creating meaningful moments of connection. It's all about connection, my friends. It's the difference between simply being heard and truly being felt. I have some amazing news. As an introvert, your inherent qualities are a natural fit for charismatic communication. Why? Because your tendency to listen attentively is a rare commodity. You're not just hearing words, you're absorbing the story, the emotions behind them. This thoughtful approach to listening is invaluable because it's the kind of gold that can't be bought, only cultivated. And you, my friend, are rich in it. So be proud of that. Moreover, your reflective nature means that you consider your words more carefully, ensuring that when you do speak, it's both meaningful and impactful. This isn't just communication. It's connection, right? In a world where everyone is eager to speak, being the one who thoughtfully responds is refreshing and influential. And believe it or not, it's this blend of attentive listening and considered speaking that makes people feel truly seen and understood in your presence. That's the true essence of charisma. It's about making others feel valued. And introverts like you do it effortlessly. Okay, so now we're gonna talk about listening. True listening transcends the mere auditory process of hearing words. It's an empathetic journey into the heart of communication, where emotions and intentions reside. So for you, as an introvert, listening isn't a passive act. It's actually an active engagement, a silent dialogue where you absorb and reflect on the nuances of the speaker's message. When you listen, you're not idly biding time until it's your turn to dominate the conversation. No, right? Instead, what you're doing is you're granting the speaker an invaluable gift, your full, undivided attention. Boom. You're not just processing the language. You're tuning into the subtle undertones of their narrative, the unspoken stories woven between their words, because you're actually listening. It's this level of deep listening that fosters a profound sense of trust. It's the cornerstone in the foundation of any meaningful relationship. Think about that for a second. And by making people feel heard and genuinely appreciated, you're doing more than just communicating. You're validating their thoughts and their emotions. And this validation is a powerful component of charismatic interaction. It's what transforms ordinary exchanges into memorable encounters, leaving people feeling not just acknowledged, but truly seen. And that, my friends, in essence, is the hallmark of a charismatic listener. Thank you. Now, expressing yourself might seem daunting. I get that, and it sometimes is, but it's really all about authenticity. That's what I want you to be thinking about when you're faced with a situation where, you know, you want to express yourself, but you might be nervous too. We're putting ourselves out there. It's absolutely natural to feel this way, but you don't need to be, right? You can tap into that authenticity, which you already have. So you don't need to change who you are. I don't want you to change who you are. You are lovely. You are perfect the way you are. But you just need to be comfortable sharing your thoughts and your feelings. Remember, vulnerability is charismatic. Vulnerability is beautiful. So when you open up, when you give others permission to do the same, to open up themselves, right, that's creating a deeper connection. And that stands the test of time. Those friends that we've had forever and ever, it's because there is vulnerability that happened, right? So we want to make sure that we keep that in mind. And the next time we're afraid to open up and afraid to express ourselves, just remember how far it's taken you with other friendships, other relationships. Let's talk about storytelling. Storytelling is an incredibly potent instrument in the orchestra of charismatic communication. It's not about grandiose tales or epic adventures like the Odyssey, right? It's really those small personal vignettes that truly resonate. You don't need it to have scaled the highest peaks or traversed the deepest seas to captivate an audience. It's actually those everyday stories, those quiet moments of triumph or the simple lessons gleaned from daily life that often speak the loudest because they're relatable. We all go through those daily things, right? Those daily occurrences. So share those stories. When you share these snippets of your journey, the hurdles that you've overcome, the joys and the sorrows that have sculpted your character, you create a tapestry that others can see themselves in. That's the relatability factor. These stories are the threads that actually connect us, making your experiences accessible and your persona relatable. They linger in the mind, forming a bond that goes beyond the superficial. By weaving these narratives from the fabric of your life, you're not just narrating events. You're inviting listeners into your world. It's like a showcase of your unique perspective, a gallery of your inner landscape. And so by sharing your authenticity, you allow your natural charisma to shine, engaging others not just with your words, but with the essence of who you are. Listen, charisma isn't just about the words. Communication is not just about the words. It's also about what you're saying without speaking. It's the silence. It's your body language. It's your facial expressions. It's the way that you react. All of these nonverbal cues are part of your charismatic presence. And as an introvert, you're probably more aware of subtleties, which means that you can use nonverbal communication to your advantage. A warm smile, a thoughtful nod, a gentle tone. These can speak volumes. Yes, your comfort zone. Finding the right environment is crucial for nurturing your charismatic potential. Comfort is key. There's no need to squeeze yourself into high-octane social settings if they drain your energy. Don't do that to yourself. I don't want that for you. Charisma doesn't require a stage with a spotlight. It can flourish in a quieter, more intimate space. These are often the settings where introverts find their strength and their voice. Consider the power of a one-on-one conversation or the dynamic of a small group discussion or an intimate dinner with close friends. In these various scenarios, introverts can leverage their natural propensity for deep connection and meaningful dialogue. It's in these personal interactions that your charisma can truly emerge, unforced and genuine. So what I would challenge you to do is actually seek out or even create the spaces where you feel most at ease, whether it's a cozy coffee shop, a peaceful park, or even a book club meeting. In these havens, you can engage in conversations that are not about competing for attention or airtime, but about sharing and exchanging ideas in a way that feels natural to you. By embracing settings that align with your temperament, you allow your inherent charisma to manifest. So you don't even have to try that hard. That's what's so incredible about this. It's about making the most of your strengths, right? It's not about conforming to an extroverted ideal of charisma. Save that for the extroverts. Let them do that thing. So instead, find that sweet spot where your comfort intersects with your ability to connect and just watch how your naturally charismatic self comes to light, because I know you have it in you. So mindfulness is a big one, right? This can be a superpower for introverts. Being present in the moment means that you're not worrying about the past or the future. You're fully present with the person that you're communicating with. This presence is magnetic and it draws people to you. Because it's rare, the presence that we have, the focus that we have when engaging with people is a rare commodity. So use that to your advantage. Listen, your unique perspective is a gift. As an introvert, you see the world differently. And that is something to be shared and celebrate. Your insights and your reflections can be incredibly impactful and charismatic when you communicate them with confidence. And speaking of confidence, it's like a muscle, right? The more you use it, the stronger it gets. You know, I love the gym, I love strength training, and it is so true with social skills and communication. You've got to use it or it won't get stronger. But look, start with the small steps, right? Share your thoughts in a meeting, strike up a conversation with a stranger, or join a public speaking group. Make those incremental steps and changes, and then celebrate each little victory, because each little victory builds your confidence. And guess what comes with confidence? Charisma. When you talk about something that you're truly passionate about, it shows, right? Your eyes light up, your energy changes, and people can't help but be drawn to that. So find what excites you and let that passion be part of your conversations. Now, there are plenty of charismatic introverts out there. Like I said, I know several. And in the celebrity realm, you can think of people like Bill Gates or Emma Watson or even Mahatma Gandhi. They're not charismatic because they're loud. They're charismatic because they're passionate. They listen and they're true to themselves. So learn from them, see what resonates with you, and then apply it to your own style. There we have it, my friends. You see, charisma isn't the sole territory of extroverts. They don't own charisma. You can have a piece of that pie too. It's about authentic connection, presence, and genuine engagement. And you, my introverted friends, are already equipped with everything you need to be charismatic in your own unique way. You have it in you. So it's just about bringing it out, right? And it's not about being the life of the party. It's about being the heart of the conversation. Connection, connection, connection. Keep being you, keep listening, keep sharing, and let your own brand of charisma light up the room. You probably thought this video was over. Well, not just yet, because I have a question for you. Are you feeling held back by social anxiety? Do you want to boost your career and elevate your social game as an introvert or not? If so, then I invite you to join our amazing group coaching program. It's an immersive group experience where we tackle challenges like these head on and equip you with the social superpowers and the career catapults that you've actually been searching for. And you know, you can think of it as your personal think tank, right? Where you get tailored advice that fits you just right. It's a space where your career questions and your social fluency inquiries meet their answers, and where you can make meaningful connections with people who are leveling up like you. So if you're interested in signing up, you can go to academy.exploring.co and you can join our Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan. In the group coaching plan, you also get this, the community. You can also purchase that separately. So we've got an amazing community. And so for a self-guided yet fully supported journey, if you're not in the group coaching plan, then Exploring Academy plan is your gateway. It's not your average network. It's more of like the family that you chose for your professional life and your social fluency. It's a place where you can swap stories, share wins, and maybe even find that next big opportunity. It's all about connecting with people who get it because they're right there with you. So come on, join us. We're going to welcome you with open arms. You can sign up at academy.exploring.co and you can also check out the links in the description. I made it easy for you. Just click on those links. And for those of you who like a good challenge, I know I sure do. We've got the 33-day executive excellence challenge. This is not about transforming you overnight. That's not how excellence works, because it's really about those small daily steps, right, that add up into big leaps into how you lead and succeed. So if that's your kind of challenge, then I would highly recommend you sign up at academy.exploring.co, and that's available to you as soon as you join either paid plan. So we've got the Executive Communication Lab plan, and we've got the Exploring Academy plan. And if you're ready to take things further, I am right there with you. I am there cheering you on. I am there with you every step of the way. So let's make it happen, right? Let's make it happen. Check out the links in the description box, or you can just hop on over to academy.exploring.co and go see for yourself. Hope to see you there. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Before we head our separate ways, I do want to hear from you. What strategies resonated with you the most? What's your key takeaway from this? Share your stories and thoughts in the comments below, because this channel is not just about me talking, right? So we're having a conversation. And also hit that like button if you found these tips helpful. And also subscribe for more insights. We focus on communication and social skills and executive skills. And until next time, keep up the awesome work. I'll see you soon. Catch you later. Happy exploring.